Welcome back to our Proactive London studio, where I'm talking to Nick Jeffries, who is the Chief Executive of Discovery Group. So firstly, Nick, a very warm welcome to you. How are things?
Hello, Tom. Very good, thanks. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again as well. We haven't spoken since last November, if you can believe it, but we have some results out just this morning for the year to the 31st of March. Perhaps you'd like to give us your thoughts on how the year went.
Yeah, we've had a very strong year this last 12 months. Our sales were up 18%, of which organic growth accounted for 10%. Our operating profits were up, that's EBIT essentially, was up 25%, with our operating margin up to 11.5%, and our earnings per share were up 20%. But perhaps most encouragingly of all the figures is the cash flow. Our free cash flow was up over 50%. Very, very, very strong performance all round, which we're delighted with.
It is a very upbeat RNS that you've put out just this morning, although you do refer to difficult market conditions. So perhaps you can go into a bit more detail about what the challenges have been this year.
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting few years. You know, following the COVID pandemic, we had this very strong recovery, which led to widely publicised supply chain restraints. We've now seen that starting to settle back to normal. So lead times are starting to revert back. Higher interest rates are leading to a lower growth environment. So we're kind of seeing we're in that mode where things are settling back after the strong, you know, bounce back after COVID. And that has created sort of a challenging environment for the economy generally. And our business has to do with that, like all others. So our order books are normalizing to reflect the renormalization of supplier lead times. Customers are just sort of checking and cleaning up their inventory. And, we along with our customers, are sort of working through all that. But it's, against the backdrop of very strong performance. And so we're on it, but we're pleased with the overall sort of position that we're in.
Thanks, Nick. That is certainly the idea that one gets from reading through the release. You specifically say that you're well positioned to make further good progress. So tell us exactly what it is you're hoping to achieve in the coming year.
Well, firstly, there are two things we focus that drive our growth. Firstly is organic performance. We target our businesses to grow by 10% organically through cycle. We've done that for the last 6 years, as is detailed in these results. And obviously, this year is going to be a bit of a lower growth year, but still in the round through the cycle, we should be able to grow well ahead of the market. So we keep going on that as we always do. And then in addition to that, we acquire businesses, and we are looking to, as we always do, acquire high quality businesses that we can invest in and develop their organic growth profile. And there's a lot going on in that space as well. So as we move into a lower organic growth environment, whereas the year we've just come out of was very high organic growth with fewer acquisitions because the pricing conditions weren't quite right for us as a buyer, this year going forward, it's going to be the opposite of that, slightly lower organic growth, but with a higher contribution from acquisitions. And overall, what we try to do is to keep an earnings growth, well into strong double digits. The year just gone is 20%. And over the last 6 years, I think we've delivered a 25% EPS CAGR. And we're looking to kind of keep that kind of momentum going.
All understood. Thank you, Nick. And just one final question for you before I let you get on with the rest of your day. What a time it is to be out there doing a bit of shopping, especially if you've got a healthy balance sheet yourself.
Yeah, we have a very strong balance sheet. We have a gearing of 0.7, which gives us firepower of up to, we would never go above a gearing of 2, but it gives us over 100 million of acquisition firepower. The kind of businesses we buy don't tend to come too cheaply. They're sort of fairly priced rather than discounted, but we're certainly finding that the exuberance of pricing expectations a year ago has evaporated. That no longer is around. And so we're looking to buy good businesses at a fair price. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of that to come in the year ahead.
Group Chief Executive of Discovery Group, Nick Jeffries, thank you very much indeed for your time today. And we'll catch you again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, Tom.